Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
1-800-330-9999. Raven and I are broadcasting from home, so we can't take your calls right now, but you can text us. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I saw this trending, and it kind of blew my mind. It was certainly all I need to know about them. Rich people from New York City who are quarantining at their mansions in the Hamptons, paying limo companies to bring them their mail from the city. That is all I need to know about you. If you have that much money that you're going to hire a limo company to grab your mail and then bring it all the way out to the Hamptons, like, what? Who has that much money and why?
What kind of mail can't you get online at this point anyways, too, right? I mean, unless you're waiting on a birthday card from your grandma with $5 in it or whatever. Right. I mean, the rest of it, whether it's bills or any notifications from companies you do business with or whatever, everything is available online. So it just seems like you're setting money on fire, which I guess is kind of the MO.
If you're living in your mansion in the Hamptons while you're quarantining, I don't think you're waiting for a card from your grandmother with $5 in it for your birthday.
Or are you all that stressed about your cable bill? Like, they're going to find you. You're going to pay them. Everything is going to work out in the end, right? There's no part that, the bank isn't going to be able to find you later on down the road.
The census card was the only thing that I had to look out for in the mail pile. That was the only thing. You need the code on it when you're filling out your census. But right. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why the rich people in the Hamptons right now are using these limo companies, because they need their census cards. It's the only thing that makes sense. Good.
If now taking out the trash to the end of your driveway is the social highlight of your week, that's all I need to know about you. Yep. This is it. This is what we've come to right now. As my neighbors walk by, they stop and want to have a conversation. And I don't know which thing makes me more paranoid, because when they stop, obviously they're in the middle of the road. Are they either A, going to get hit by a passing vehicle, or B, get too close to me? Because I saw some new stat that said if they sneeze, it could go 20 feet. Well, you know what, people? Stay back. Stay back.
You want to chime in too, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can text us there. I'm not normally the one for drama. I actually hate when people do Facebook fights or cryptic messages or argue on Facebook, because I think it's pretty corny. But I have to be honest, I was 100% all about this Facebook fight last night. Of course, I was a troll. Like, I didn't say anything or partake in it, but I was just watching the comments roll in back and forth. And it was fascinating.
I think when you're a troll, you actually do get in. You try and antagonize. So, I mean, if you're just an observer, it's kind of like a car accident, right? You were rubbernecking.
That's That's exactly what I was doing. It's Anna and Raven. All right. So I was interested, because I was curious to see who people would side with, because both of them had somewhat valid points. But all right. So here's what happened. A local nurse in the area, she posted that she thought it was obnoxious that someone else was complaining about all the teachers that had the caravan. So in my town, and in a lot of towns throughout the tri-state, what teachers are doing is they're making these caravans. So all the teachers line up in the school parking lot, they decorate the cars, and then they drive by the students' houses and they beep and they wave and they, like, you know, encourage them. And like, the kids are so happy to see all these teachers, like, doing these caravans.
It's like a teacher parade.
Yeah, it's a teacher parade, and it's supposed to be uplifting and giving them hope, and the kids love it. Well, somebody wrote this post criticizing them and saying this has no respect for the nurses and the doctors that have been working all night, and that it's loud and it's obnoxious, and it's happening at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning when these people that have been working all night trying to help those that are sick. And And there was a fight over whose side are you on? Do you think that it's obnoxious that they're doing this like relatively early in the morning and waking up people that possibly could have been working all night? Or is it just uplifting for the kids and these people are complaining for nothing? Just roll over and go back to sleep. It's over in 5 minutes. It got so ugly. But I couldn't stop reading, Raven.
There's lots of things that happen early in the morning. If you work off hours, it's going to be off-putting. Yeah, you want to make sure that our healthcare professionals are getting a good night's sleep. At the same time, kids need a pump up for their day too, right? I think there's probably no good answer. You got to sleep under your pillow if it's really the off hours for you.
In our world, we go to bed early. So if normally at 9 o'clock, we're both asleep, but there's certainly things that are happening and cars that are bumping their radios down the street. But I don't get mad about that. So I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I don't know a doctor or a nurse, besides whoever wrote this that was all angry, that would really care about these kids getting that little bit of sunshine in such a time like this. Like, we keep saying it over and over, but there ain't no rules no more. Like, you have to just deal with it. And of course, obviously, we're so thankful for our medical professions. But I want one doctor to say to me, yes, it's obnoxious that the teachers are doing it. I don't get it.
I see people passed out in the hallways in these photos that are working at the hospital. So I know they're tired enough. I would think they probably sleep through it. At the same time, when my neighbor fires up his lawnmower at 8 a.m. on a Sunday or decides that today's the day we're taking down trees at 7 a.m. and I hear a chainsaw across the street, that can be a bit much. Is there a lot of beeping going on and that type of stuff?
Yeah, they beep and they yell. Yeah, but okay. I mean, but who cares? Like, that's what my whole thing was. Like, all right, it is what it is. But this is, and I know you hate when I say this, unprecedented times. So you got to do something for the kids, right?
You said it again. Listen, if they're coming down my street at 8:30 in the morning, they're beeping, they're honking, they're making noise, I'm okay as long as they're not assigning homework. I'm not doing nothing extra, people.
Whose side are you on this? We're going to put it up on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Let us know.
March Sadness with Anna and Raven.
March Sadness. You know, you're sitting at home, you're rewatching some of the best movies of all time. We might as well work together to find the saddest of all time. It's Anna and Raven.
That's right. When it comes to some of the best, it's going to be the ones that make you feel, right? Now, some of these movies have uplifting moments. Some of them are just sad from beginning to end.
And this was a tough matchup yesterday. You've had 24 hours to rewatch these movies and vote. Up first, The Green Mile.
I'm tired of all the pain I feel in here in the world every day. It's like pieces of glass in my head. All the time. Can you understand?
There's so many moments during The Green Mile when you just say to yourself, oh, people can be terrible and wonderful at the same time. Caught in the same being, really.
It is a tough call because this is like a story about humanity and emotions and all of that. But you put it up against a movie that's about puppies and dogs and the loss of a dog. And I don't know if it can hold up. The competitor, Marley and Me.
You know what made you such a great dog is you loved us every day, no matter what. That's an amazing thing. I want you to remember you're a great dog, Marley. You're a great dog.
I can't watch this film. I've watched this scene several times throughout the process of getting ready for March Sadness, and I cry every time. And I look at my dogs, and I have the worst dreams that night. I can't deal with this.
The funny part is I read the book when I was younger, but the book was so sad that I never watched the movie because I was like, I don't want to see this play out in real time. So I don't know. And Raven, I'll be honest with you. I thought for sure Marley and Me had this down. Carrie Ann wrote, this one is hard, but I say Marley and Me. It makes me ugly cry, boogers and all. Ugh, that's a visual.
Snot
I didn't want
bubbles
to put right there. Yeah.
It's not bubbles coming out.
Ultimately, after reading all these messages and counting all these votes on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and by text at 1-800-330-9999, despite the ugly tears and the boogers, the win goes to Green Mile, making it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, it doesn't really surprise me because I think all other pet lovers, just like you and me, they couldn't watch it. So they couldn't vote.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's a huge announcement. The first round of the Elite Eight. Raven, this is when it gets really difficult, but you'll have 24 hours to watch these movies and vote on which one you think is saddest. Those announcements coming up next with Anna and Raven.
March Sadness with Anna and Raven.
We have made it to the Elite Eight of March Sadness, and this is when it gets really difficult to make decisions, Raven.
Yeah, these are the best of the best, as voted by you, moving ahead here. And every day, every time, really, it's another decision. First, let's start with Ghost.
I love you, Molly. I've always loved you.
Ditto.
Man, there's nothing like a kiss with a ghost to make you really feel it in the heartstrings, right? Patrick Swayze, he looks great in The Afterlife, as good as he does when he was here.
It's so iconic because it's one of those movies you remember your whole life. Once you watch it, you never forget it. I mean, it literally put pottery on the map. I think ancient Greek people would probably disagree with me, but it's like you never knew what a spinning wheel was and how to do that until you saw Demi Moore do it with that ghost over her shoulder, which is kind of creepy.
They made pottery sexy. I'm pretty sure the scene when they were actually doing the pottery together, I thought he was still alive then, but I guess maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be misremembering too. We should, you know, the good news is you have 24 hours to rewatch these movies before you make your decision. And now that it's getting so difficult, this might be the time. The first round, you kind of remember which you thought was sadder, but now you really got to watch him and think about it. And The Competitor, oh man, this is another iconic movie, Armageddon.
Grace, I know I promised you I was coming home.
I don't understand.
Looks like I'm going to have to break that promise.
Armageddon is a true blockbuster in the fact that it has all those emotional roller coaster moments. It has great moments of triumph. There's plenty of humor in it too. And it's got those unifying factors that you look for, like a Transformers, like a Harry Potter, like anything big like that, that is an adventure. It has a relatively happy ending, except Bruce Willis doesn't get to enjoy that.
No, not at all. I keep trying to figure out which I think is sadder. Both of them had huge, huge song tracks to go along with it. The music from both of these movies was definitely rememberable, you know?
Unchained Melody with Ghost and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing with Aerosmith. Yeah, you definitely feel it.
Well, you have 24 hours to make your decision. You can text 1-800-330-9999, Ghost or Armageddon, or you can head to our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, just search Anna and Raven. Get watching. There's no rules anymore, Raven. No rules.
You keep telling me that and you seem to be pretty happy about it on most things. What is it now?
It's Anna and Raven. So reusable bags. I mean, I bought every TJ Maxx Marshalls reusable bag with a picture of a dog on it because they urged us to do it. We couldn't have plastic bags anymore. No more plastic bags at the grocery store. They're not good for us. Bring your bags. All of a sudden, everybody's walking in and out of stores with these armfuls of all these random bags that they've collected at every charity event over the last 6 years. But now, Raven, no more. Because of the coronavirus, they're saying you got to leave those reusable bags at home and they want everyone to switch back to plastic.
Wonder if the plastic bag companies weaponized COVID-19 so that they could get this whole thing going, right? They were like, we knew that the day would come when you need us once again. I'm sure that's frivolous, but at the same time, you're right. You know, it's funny how we go back on the things that we set that we needed to do. We had to do these things just a couple short months ago. And now it's like, wait a minute, let's just hold off on that idea.
Here's a statement from the Plastic Industry Association President Tony Radzinski. As the coronavirus spreads across the country, single-use plastics will only become more vital. You might be right. They're pretty pumped about this. You know, it was like a blow to the industry when they said that grocery stores couldn't use plastic bags anymore. And now all of a sudden we need those plastic bags again. I'm not going to lie. I walked into Stu Leonard's and I got one of like their iconic plastic bags and I smiled. I was like, you know what? This is the familiarity I need right now.
But, you know, if there's going to be no rules, there's probably some other fun items that we could bring back if we're just, you know, just going to throw safety to the wind or the good of the planet or whatever it may be. If we're going to throw that all to the wayside, there's probably some more fun stuff we could bring back.
Like what?
I was thinking hoverboards. You remember those things, right? Everybody over the age of 40 would get on it after Christmas time, giving it to your kid because they just would not shut up about this thing. Right. And then you would bust a hip or whatever. And then on top of it, they were catching on fire.
Right. Let's just bring back hoverboards. There's no rules anymore. Why not?
Right. Right. If you're into, you know, motocross or any type of motorsports like that, ATVs. So these aren't quads, right? These are the ones with three wheels. And I'm pretty sure that they were invented just to flip over. All you do is hit the gas and immediately an ATV just flips over. We can bring those back now.
Great. Great. Remember slap bracelets? Why don't we bring those back?
I do remember.
They got kind of banned because kids were slicing open their wrists because they were like made and, you know, probably China for 5 cents. And next thing you know, they became dangerous. And now we could bring them back. Bring back the slap bracelets. Why not? There's no
just
rules.
Throwing international darts right now. In the 50s, there was a very popular but short-lived home kit. You know, now back in the day, it used to be about, you know, building models, right? Or you had a chemistry set or whatever. But you can Google it. The home nuclear reactor kit was big for about 6 months, and then they pulled that thing back. Now's the time for us to reveal this. Good, clean energy right there in your living room.
Oh, good. I'm sure that's exactly what parents want right now. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home. First things up, there was a lot of, confusion over the last couple of days because an MIT expert said that this 6 foot thing that we got going on is not legit and that it's not far enough from other people and social distancing to actually protect yourself. Dr. Fauci was asked about that because this MIT guy said 27 feet apart, and this is what he said.
I was disturbed by that report because that's misleading. That means that all of a sudden the 6 foot thing doesn't work. That is a very, very robust, vigorous achoo sneeze. That's what that is.
Let's be real though, Anna, all right? There's different strengths of people out there, okay? If you got the right angle on somebody, you're aiming, you got a powerful sneeze. Sometimes I sneeze so hard it makes my bones hurt, all right? That could be a 27 foot. I'm not saying I'm the world record holder, but maybe 20 feet. I could maybe hit you 20 feet.
Well, he did say that if you really, really tried, you should, you know, there's a possibility you could hit that 27 feet, but you should also get out of the way if you see somebody projecting their sneeze that far. One of the things that it has done, though, is it has a lot of health officials re-examining the guidance on face masks. Maybe wearing that mask is not a bad thing. Second thing you need to know, Raven, yesterday was Census Day, and you should be filling out that form because if you don't, you can get fined up to $5,000 for ignoring it. It takes about 10 minutes and you can do it online.
Yeah, it's very simple. I went through and did it myself. Most of the questions, not all that invasive, but you will need that code from your mailbox. So go get that.
Yeah, it was interesting because I was really excited to answer a lot of questions, and then it was really simple, annoyed. I was so annoyed. I was like, oh, I carved out
what's
a half hour of my night. Yeah.
Right. I had a date with the census, and it blew me off. Right.
The reason why they do the census is because it determines how federal funding is going to be divided for things like schools and hospitals. So it is pretty important to get it filled out. And the third thing you should know this hour is alcohol sales skyrocketing in the U.S. Like, we didn't see this one coming, right? Sales were up 55% overall, and liquor sales went up 75%. Wine was up 66%, and beer was up 42%. This is based on alcohol sales that ended March 21st. Now, is this because people were stocking up out of fear that they wouldn't be able to get alcohol after a certain point? Or will the alcohol sales continue to be trending on this high end? That we got to wait and see.
I don't know how that's going to work out, but I tell you what, once you roll out of toilet paper, you can wipe your butt with an empty can of Coors Light. It's been done before.
It has not been done before, and certainly don't Google that.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. You can sign up to Skype or we'll call you. You can send me an email, anna@annaonraven.com. Now that we're broadcasting from home, this is our way to do it. Kim, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Well, actually, what he's going to do.
Take my headphones off.
Take your headphones off, stand up, and turn around. That's what I'm making him do so he can't read my lips. And Kim, you're on phone, but he's on Skype with me so I can see him. Okay. Kim, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
Awesome. Yes.
Number one, Kris and Kylie Jenner announced that Kylie Skin will now make hand sanitizer. Which Kardashian sister is taking a step back from filming right now?
That would be Kourtney.
Number two, Lindsay Lohan announced her music comeback with an I'm Back teaser. What iconic movie turned Broadway show did she play Katie?
Mean Girls.
Number three, Google skipped their annual April Fool's Day joke yesterday. In what state will you find Google's headquarters?
Washington.
Number four, Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown says she learned her American accent by watching Hannah Montana. What's her character's name on Stranger Things?
11.
And number five, the city of Minneapolis tweeted to practice physical distancing and used a picture of a tiger between Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic to demonstrate how to do it. Where is Big Cat Rescue?
Florida.
All right. Okay, come back. Come back. Oh, what a learning
all
thing,
right.
Kim.
How'd all right, you do?
She did great. Kim got 4 out of 5.
That's pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Okay, number one. Kris and Kylie Jenner announced that Kylie Skin will make hand sanitizer. Which Kardashian sister is taking a step back from filming right now?
There was a big fight, right? Big fight. Well, it's not Kim. Kim would never take a step back. I feel like Khloe. Nobody misses Khloe. So I'm going to say Kourtney.
What? People would miss Khloe, but Kourtney is the right answer. Yes.
Okay. I only know this because there's been some big fight. You know, it's been turmoil in my life.
Number two, Lindsay Lohan announced her music comeback with an I'm Back teaser, which is really alarming in so many ways. Back, but what I need what? To get my mind off the pandemic, I'll be honest.
Back from what?
I don't know, but I'm happy about it. What iconic movie turned Broadway show did she play Katie?
It's not Freaky Friday. It's got to be, is it Mean Girls?
Yeah, Mean Girls is right. Okay, number three.
Love Mean Girls. You love it.
I do. It's one of my favorite movies.
There's a trick question involving Rachel McAdams or Tina Fey or whatever. It's always Mean Girls. It's usually Mean Girls.
It's true. Number three, Google skipped their annual April Fool's Day joke yesterday. In what state will you find Google's headquarters?
Washington, isn't it?
It's in Mountain View, California. Yeah.
Well, that feels like Washington to me.
No, it's not. All right, good. All right, number four, Stranger Things. Millie Bobby Brown says that she learned her American accent by watching Hannah Montana. What's her character's name on Stranger Things?
11, of course. Love that show.
That's right. All right, you need this next one to tie Kim, and I got a good feeling you're not going to get it. Ready?
All right, I'm ready.
The city of Minneapolis tweeted to practice physical distancing and used a picture of a tiger between Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic to demonstrate. Where is Big Cat Rescue?
I'm just going to guess that it's in Florida because that's where all those crazy places are.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tied again.
I know. Where's Joe Exotic's place?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, you're right. I should have asked that instead of Big Cat Rescue.
I never would have answered that one. That's true. Yeah. Oklahoma would not be on my list of where the crazy lives.
sorry, Kim. You guys tied at 4 again. You can schedule to play them another time because we'll be home and we can do this a lot. We're going to send you your own Anne on Raven t-shirt, though.
Thank you. This is Kim and I can't beat Raven.
And if you want to schedule to play, too, just send me an email, anna@annaonraven.com.
Better luck next time.
Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anne on Raven. If you missed it, Trump said this.
This could be a hell of a bad 2 weeks. This is going to be a very bad 2 and maybe even 3 weeks. This is going to be 3 weeks like we haven't seen before.
I mean, there's nothing okay about this, Raven. It's all terrible. They're saying that the U.S. could peak in the next 2 to 3 weeks, definitely in the New York area anyway. And then we can see death tolls hitting 100 to 240,000. And 100,000 is like best case scenario, which is super scary and mind-blowing right now.
If you consider the fact that right now there's been over 4,000 deaths, it's worse than 9/11 at this point. 4,000 at this point, and it'll be more by tomorrow. You're looking at basically 20 times worse than where we are for the minimum of what they're preparing you for, right? So hard days are certainly ahead because this is not the type of language that they've put out before. I mean, if anything, it's been, let's say, hey, we're going to be open for Easter. Now they're preparing the world for bad news, and it should be taken very seriously. I tell you, if your grandparents are out, send them home. If you have been doing birthday parties, you really have to cancel now. Those that have not been paying attention or been, you know, somewhat clean but lackadaisical about the other things, you really need to clamp down and be prepared for some scary days coming up.
All right, number two, ready for a throwback Thursday, Raven?
Please.
Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates gave a TED Talk almost exactly 5 years ago, and he warned about this.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus. We have invested a huge amount in nuclear deterrence, but we've actually invested very little in a system to stop an epidemic.
He said it. He said that the U.S. was not prepared for a pandemic and that we should be preparing instead of wasting our money on other things. He called it. That is insane when you listen to that.
It's really not, though. He's by far not the first guy who said this before. And you can't really be prepared for something that happens every 100 years. If you had all that stuff just standing by ready to go, where would you put the rest of the stuff? Right? You need more buildings. Plenty of people have talked about the fact that you're not prepared for it. You like to think you are. You have a percentage of it that is set, stashed away and so forth. We do have other, stores and stashes of things, but you know, this doesn't happen, but once every four generations.
He called it in the next decade.
I mean, if it hadn't happened in three generations, then I guess he was playing the odds, right? I call that blackjack. You call it, I don't know, psychic ability.
And the third thing you should know this hour, if you were missing Shark Week and you were like, I finished Netflix, I got nothing else to watch. Here you go. Mini Shark Week is coming to Discovery this weekend. They call it Shark Week in a Weekend, and it'll be the best highlights from the past all crammed into the weekend. Kicks off Saturday at 9 a.m. It'll run through Sunday.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys. The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at audicolumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.